What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Eating Like a King in Playa del Carmen in Mexico. So as you guys know, when I was in Moldova, I did a video from Moldova where I told you I was eating like a king for about $8. When I travel, guys, I usually eat the same thing, which is chicken and vegetables. Those are the two cheapest things to ever buy, because obviously they're not processed, and every country has chickens, every country has vegetables, or at least can import vegetables. So fortunately for me, here in Playa del Carmen, guys, I bought a kilogram of chicken. This chicken over here, I bought this for 70 Mexican pesos, which translates to, here's the thing, one American dollar is 20 pesos. So 70 divided by 20, these chickens over here, which are about 2 pounds, obviously they have the bone in them, they cost me about, they cost me a little bit over $3, okay? This cost me over $3, okay? The vegetables over here, this is a pound, this is 500 grams, or about a pound of vegetables. And by the way, guys, this vegetable, they're far more sweeter than the stuff we have in America. I'm surprised. Even though they look like the stuff we have in America, it's far more sweeter. And that's probably because the Mexicans grow their own stuff, you know. So this 1 pound of vegetables, this cost me, I think it cost me, it didn't cost me that much. I think it cost me like a dollar, like 20 pesos or 25 pesos. So we have a pound of vegetables over here, obviously broccoli, cauliflower, carrots. I don't know what else is in there. This cost me about a dollar, or maybe like a dollar and a couple of cents. Then I got about a kilogram of apples. I ate half of them on the way here. So as you can see, nice, delicious red apples. Says USA on it. So obviously they're from America, but you know, nice, delicious apples. I got a pound of that for 50 pesos. Actually, a little bit under 50 pesos, because it wasn't a full kilogram. So those cost me about $2, and again, there were more of them. I ate them on the way here. So apples cost me $2. Chicken cost me a little bit over $3, $5. And this over here cost me about a dollar, maybe a dollar and some change. So a little bit over $6. So all you see here, guys, everything you see here I'm eating today, which is enough for one whole day for me. Everything you guys see here cost me 135 Mexican pesos. So divide 135 by 20, it comes out to pretty much $7 or $6.95. So for what you guys are seeing here, this is $6.95 worth of food. Now in America, with inflation and all that stuff, if you try to buy this stuff in America, it probably will be a little bit more expensive. Guys, I've said it before and I said it again. Okay, when it comes to food, America is pretty damn cheap, okay? But thanks to that retard in office, Biden, inflation is running away, this stuff is going up in price. But, you know, if I try to buy this food back in America, it will cost me like $10 if I try to buy exactly what I'm buying here. But as you guys can see, this is, where's the receipt? Is the receipt with me? Let's see if the receipt is with me. Yeah, the receipt is with me. Okay. So, let's look at the receipt. So I paid 150, I mean it's 135, I got 15 pesos back, which is like, you know, a little bit under a dollar. So the chicken cost me 71 pesos. The apples only cost me 27 pesos, I'm surprised. Oh, okay, the vegetables over here, apparently they cost 36 pesos, which is almost $2. That's fine. A pound of vegetables and they taste really sweet. This is $2. This is 70 pesos, which is a little bit over $3. And the apples, I think the apples were The apples actually were 36 pesos a kilo, and I bought almost a kilo, so I paid 27 pesos. Okay, so the apples were cheaper than I thought. So there you go, guys. This meal is enough for me, Amr Metwali, for 1 day. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm 6'3", 260 pounds. You know, for somebody else, this meal can probably last them, you know, 2 days. So for 1 day, guys, you can see it right there. The proof is in front of you, 135 pesos. You guys can do the math yourself. This is all in all, this is a little bit under $7. And like, if you know, sometimes they have special offers, buy one, get one. You know, it's in Spanish, so I don't know how to read it. But if you guys know Spanish, you can probably get better deals than I can. Because again, I can't read their offers. I should start picking up on the language. But the bottom line here, guys, right now the best places for food are Romania and Playa del Carmen. Those are the two best places in the world for me when it comes to food. In both places, you eat for about $7 to $8 at the very, very most. And over here, you have apples. I don't think in Romania we had this type of good apples. I mean, again, these apples are from the America. It said on the sticker, USA. So, yeah, guys, while inflation in America is skyrocketing, here in Mexico, man, at least for us Westerners, things are fine. This apartment I'm in right now, $550 a month. Food, as you guys can see, $7. I mean, 7 times 30, that's a little bit over 200. So 200 plus 550, 750. Let's say another $300 for, you know, fucking around. So for $1,000, under $1,000, guys, you really can live like a king here in Mexico City. Not to mention, guys, I live close to the beach. I live close to Fifth Avenue. There's a lot of nightclubs and bars around here, guys. I actually went there with a friend last night. Trust and believe, guys, you can actually pick up women and bring them back to your place here. None of that me too or oh, what kind of car you drive, where you live, bullshit. And you guys have to understand, as Americans, we have status on our side, which automatically puts us in the top, probably top 5% of the population, man. As you guys know, I'm 6'3", 260 pounds. You know, the average Mexican is like, what, 5'7", 5'8". Eight, you know, so I, Amr Metwali, just by hopping on a plane, going, you know, an hour and a half away from Miami, I'm automatically probably top 5% of the country. And if I learn Spanish, you know, shit, that might put me on top 1%. So this is what I'm telling you guys out there. I cannot stress this enough, man. It's not that hard to live in Mexico. You can get a visa for 180 days. Then you can do a visa run by going down to Belize, fucking a few bitches, doing a U-turn, coming back into Mexico, get yourself another 180-day visa. You can buy property here, I think. Guys, all you need to do is make $1,000 while you sleep. Use your brain. I'm not going to tell you how to find your purpose, unlike some PUAs out there who try to grift and tell you, oh, man, you got to find your purpose, bro. No, bro. Find out how to make fucking $1,000 a month while you sleep, then come here to Mexico. Guys, I'm doing all the smart work, all the hard work that you guys should be doing. All right, guys, I'm going to talk to you later because obviously I need to turn the chicken the other way. All right, peace.